Well, you heard the big news last week, and if you missed it, we've got it available on our website in the local news section at WTVBAM.com. It's been a long time in the works, but it's finally here. Damascus Road Ministries finally now has a building for a project, Randy Leviton, that it's been kind of, you know, I would think percolating in your head for a number of years, trying to get this put together, and you're finally able to sign the lease and now move forward on the new building for your new shelter and treatment center, right?
Yeah, correct. And actually, we were able to have our closing last Friday. We were able to get financing for it. We have a long way to go, but it was a great step for us. As you know, we've been working on this for years. So now we have brick and mortar, and now the process of the renovation. We're hoping in the next 10 days to get a bulk of the work started. We have to get our permits and other things in place.
Yeah, this is the old Q1 Carousel Studios building right across from the Public Safety Building on Division Street in Coldwater. So folks wonder, what will go in that building then when you get it up and going?
That building is our first location, and that is going to be for the men's shelter. We call it the Coldwater Area Life Learning Center. It's called the Call Center. It's going to be a 24-hour operation, which will work with local agencies and everything. So it is specifically for the men's shelter, and it'll give them opportunities to get back on their feet, and we have a lot of structured programs to go along with that. Also, in the beginning, Cliff and Sons, and we want to thank them so much for offering us this building because they really didn't want to move or sell, but they knew that that was the building that we got approved initially when we were talking about a lease. So they'll be relocating. In the meantime, he's going to be in the back as one of the renters. Also, for another opportunity for income for that building, we're going to open another Damascus Road business, which is the Substance Abuse Treatment Center. So we are working on our accreditation, and we will lease a space from the shelter, like 10 beds, so it'll bring enough income to pay for a lot of the overhead that needs to be covered while we're building a new building for the Substance Abuse Treatment Center.
Well, I know there are a lot of puzzle pieces to this to kind of put together, haven't there been?
Yeah, it's a unique model. We really want to be self-supporting. So we are doing a capital campaign fundraiser to actually pay for the shelter and do the renovation. But our businesses are going to be the key to being self-supporting. And that Substance Abuse Treatment Center will allow us to be able to do that and then build larger buildings for and have other services. So we are going to start the treatment center up a little bit early because fundraising has been a challenge. As you know, it's a difficult time. So what we decided is to move up one of the businesses to help generate more income to help with the renovation and to help cover the overhead for the building we just purchased.
Tell people about the need here in Branch County. What are some of those numbers that you guys have looked at that said, you know, this really needs to be here?
Well, you know, just and up to date right now, when we checked with the courthouse, at this point we have over 200 related drug counts. We have over 70 alcohol-related drug related counts, and everybody reads the paper and is hearing the news about the suicides that we've had. There is a lot going on in Branch County, and these are the things that are documented. There are so many things that we work with on a regular basis that aren't documented. There is a great need. We don't expect to be able to turn everything around, but we want to be able to be there for somebody who might reach out. The other thing is there's so many people walking around the streets. Last night we got a call. There was a gentleman living in a park. They called different agencies, different places to get in place. They couldn't. Somebody suggested call Damascus Road. Because we don't have any red tape or any issues holding us back and guidelines, we were able to pick him up, get him placed last night to at least get him some rest, and he'll be working with us starting today. We'll finish the intake, but there's so many people. We're getting about 3 calls a day for big needs of people that are either dealing with addictions or living on the streets.
If someone wants to help, wants to find out more information, what's the best way to do that?
They can go to our website at DamascusRoadMI.org. Or they can contact us at our office, 117 West Chicago Street, And also they can call us at 515-5150, and that's a 517 area code.
Okay, all right. Well, good luck as the project progresses. About how soon might you have that building up and ready to go?
We have a projected time for this summer. We're hoping it's early summer. It depends on the community and how much they get involved and how much they donate. That's our key thing. We need a sprinkler system put in. We also need the renovation done. We need monetary donations. Somebody wrote a check right away and donated about a dozen beds, brand new beds. Right. And we have other churches that are starting to raise funds for us. But that's going to be the key on how much funds we can raise and how much our businesses can generate to push this renovation forward.
We'll stay in touch. Thanks. Randy Levitin from Damascus Road Ministries with us with an update this morning.